It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The Rolling Stones, 464-56851. Is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
As good as it gets, Jake. The opening line of Steve Wood, I'm surprised I didn't go here with lyrics. I thought, I saw her today at the reception. That's the first line. First line. And it's 1916. I want you to think about that. It's 1969, mm-hmm. and that's what people are driving around in their 69 Chevelle listening to.
Oh.
Imagine that.
I'm imagining it right now.
That is better times, Jake. 9-9.
Whoa, what did you
nine,
see?
I did not see that happening.
And
I won't, there's not a lot of 9-9 Rolling Stones songs. I have a lot of good ones, but not in that. This is their all-time, my all-time favorite.
Did you mean to do a theme?
Yeah, it was a theme, 100%.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm down on the theme, but the song is just...
I kind of like the theme.
Well, the theme's good, too.
You want to break this skid to rank teams. You want Rule to get the big win. You can't always get what you want.
Yeah, it's high. I mean,
sadly.
I go 8-5. 8-5.
I didn't see this high scores coming today.
Oh.
Because we've had Stone songs that didn't get high scores.
Same thing. Me and Steve have heard the song 6,000 times. Minimum.
The best Stone song is Bitch. It is. That's the best one. The horns in that song are incredible.
That's good. Yeah, I'm not pushing back on it, but this is my favorite.
I got you. 9-9.
Anything from the Breakers?
Do you want to guess Rudy's score first?
Oh, Rudy's score. He's going to like that. He's going to like it a lot. It's going to be 8-2.
7-2. He says this really is a Husker anthem.
Wow, Rudy. With the commentary.
With the commentary.
I like the commentary.
Rudy
short
always
and sweet.
And he has great penmanship.
He does. He does
very
well.
You can always read it very well from a distance. Thank you, Rudy.
You're never squinting saying, what's that say? You know what it says.
No.
It's clear. Text line, Breakers.
Hey, one other thing. You can play a female artist.
We'll get there.
How about Donna Summer?
I think I've played Hot Stuff before. Is that Donna Summer?
I think it is.
I think that's her biggest song.
I think I played Hot Stuff.
Is that one? I don't know besides that song for Donna
Last
Summer.
Last Dance?
That's that?
Last Dance.
Last Dance? Yeah, let's do some Donna Summer.
Yeah, we'll
see you. Linda Ronstadt.
I'll surprise you soon. Vernon Dakin, 7. Sandmaster and Casey, 8-2. Houston says, fitting, 7-3. Ryan in California, 8-9. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, 9-1. Shamia, 6-7. Bill and Bennett, very appropriate, 8-5. Who
Clark 5?
Nice guy. Good job, guys. That was good, though.
He says, Husker fans never get what we want. Bird.
That streak is
terrible.
Remarkable.
It's terrible. 28 streak.
0-28.
0-28.
And the one win they had was a team that ended 4-8 that year.
Easy.
Just saying. They didn't end very good. Monday's song from somebody, it's Jane and Wahoo, 8.9 on this one. Sarah and Fallbrook, 6. Feels fitting on that one. Scooter Roca, yes, 9.5. Just says yes is his comment.
Scooter, great seeing you.
Gavin and Pender, 10.
Thank you, Gavin.
Sean in Omaha.
Hey, Gavin gave it a 10.
Yeah, it did. Well, I went 9-9.
Sean in Omaha, your friend that you met at a speech, says the organ playing is amazing in that song, 8-9.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coach Libby, 8-8. Big B, timeless song, 10.
Did you know Dick Libby?
I didn't, but I'd like to. Coach, would you stop down?
Tige in Watertown, South Dakota, 10 on that one. Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 7-1.
What said Coach Libby?
Well, I'm sure it's someone's like a son.
Yeah, okay. Jennifer, 6. Hubby, 7-1. We saw them before the pregame at the pregame show, too.
Jennifer, 6. Hubby,
7-1.
Wow, that's high.
Double G, 8.
They brought their granddaughter.
Yeah. They did.
It was nice.
I cannot forget you two. Then we'll move on.
The two.
Chris, 6-4. Robert, 8-9. Heyman, 6-9. The conservative Husker, 8-9. Troy, 5-8. Albert, 6. Brad, 9-2. Genghis, 8-2. Better times. Doug in Idaho, 7. Idaho. At 7.06 in that one.
What did Heyman give it?
6-9.
That's embarrassing, Rick.
Doesn't like the Stones. Song of the day, again, is You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Need help with remodels for your kitchen, bath, or whole house? There's one place to call. It's Dinert Contracting. 402-417-5204. Call or text or email him at dinertcontracting@hotmail.com.
Randy and Duke had an epic tailgate also. I was not able to make it over to that, but they had an epic tailgate.
They do it together?
What's that? They did it together. Nice. Yes. Very teamed up on that.
They're
so
friends.
Let's see how this thing resonates. This right. is more of a... Let's do some football education.
Okay.
When is it fine to cross the line? Or are you a tool if you dabble with the rule? When is it fine to cross the line? Or are you a tool if you dabble with the rule? The OU hideout play.
Ooh.
The most discussed play.
Ooh.
It'll be one of the most discussed plays of the season.
Yep.
Of what went on. And then in a game of that nature, what happened on a second and 22 that took place on the so what happened in the play, and just so everyone knows, the SEC, they've reviewed this and said epic bust by the officials. So what it is that they've made it very clear in the rule book of any sort of deception in the substitution pattern, whether there is a substitution or no substitution. It is very clear. So I'm going to take you back in time. So one of the things you had to work on forever because of this, which they just took it away basically, was on field goals. That was the epic time for the hideout. Mm-hmm. They'd race the field goal team on, and then the kickoff, and then here come the offense, and you get this big ball of 22 people, and they'd only have 10 go out for the kickoff, and one guy would hide out on the sideline. There's several clips of it. I would show it to our special teams guys of how to always check the sideline, always try to look to the sideline to see if we have enough players. And from the box, you're always looking for this too. And it's an epic cheat. Because here's, go back on this one too. When in any other sport, when do you see in volleyball, we're trying to see if we can play with seven. When does that happen? When in basketball do you go, hey, listen, we're going to put six out there on defense for this last play and see if we can get by. There's never a time in any sport where all of a sudden it's like, hold it.
No.
End of the World Series. Let's just play a rover. Let's play a guy. let's play a guy. Let's play 10 on the field.
It's like a guy cherry picking in basketball.
It's just like it's in this. There's no other time.
No.
So they made it clear that we're not jacking with this with any sort of any sort of substitution. So here's what happened on the play.
Okay.
The guy ran out. There was no one that came
Oklahoma
in.
Oklahoma receiver.
But he ran to the sideline.
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And stayed. And he was walking as if he was walking off the field. It was clear that it was deception.
Don't like it.
It was clear that it was deception.
Don't like it.
And then they end up throwing. They snap the ball quickly, get lined up, you know, unabated touchdown. And it was second and 22. On the play, not only should it have been a no touchdown, it should have been a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct.
Really?
Yes. So they're in this. It's a huge play. When someone says turn to a play, turn to a huge play. And so, giving an example, like I said, I would study that and look at it. So here's the caveat to it. I tried this talking to officials on game day, and I tried it in the off season. Here's what I'm trying to do, and I would explain how I was going to try to sub out and get the hidden play. And they're just like, they look at me, Bill. No, it's deception.
Illegal.
It's illegal. You can't do it. Any form of this.
Stop talking.
It was like, and I did. I just stopped talking. Yeah. I didn't even try it. So the interesting part was when this play was designed, everyone knew it was deception. And you knew in the meeting room that this is not, you can't do this.
How do you blow that as an official?
And the head coach had to also know, hey, we're going to run this play, but this is not a legal play. We cannot do this.
They pushed into the playbook an illegal play.
When Oregon put 10 on the field last year, this is different. In the playbook, it doesn't say, it just says if you play with 12, here's the penalty.
Yeah.
That's what it tells you. Mm. Illegal participation, here is the penalty.
Okay.
This one, it's not like, it's like, well, there is a penalty, but you can't do it. That's why the rule got changed within seconds. In the NFL, if you line up with 12 on the field or like that at any point in time, the flag's thrown immediately. Huh. You cannot have 12 out there during that time how it plays out.
Okay.
So it's cleared up, very, very, very clear. There'll be some pushback. I mean, but the SEC even said, monster error by us, was not officiated correctly, we missed it. But the interesting part is, when you sat down and designed the play, you knew what you were designing.
It's kind of cheap,
right? You were designing a play, and it says right in the rule book, whether there's a substitution or not, and you watch him walk off. Now, I heard something that was really crazy.
He never got off, though, right?
No, and he was clearly below the numbers.
Right.
He was clearly hiding on the sideline. Because I told you this time, it was a classic play. I saw my dad, we did it at Scribner and threw the ball to Don Schroeder on a hidden guy on the sideline. Did the same thing. And it was like, it was a common thing that came up. That's why everyone says, listen, how are we going to, we can't jack with the number of guys on the field because no other sport does this exist. Mm-hmm. On a sub, like how can they all, they're playing with 12? What could happen with this situation? So it's just in the bowels of the system during the week, it was like, we're going to run this. And then also, you would never run that play if the head coach didn't have knowledge.
True.
It's really interesting.
Because if it looked over and they got called on it, and the head coach was like, what did we just do? We ran the hidden play.
What was that?
If you listen to the announcer, I think it was Teddy Lehman, the former linebacker for Oklahoma, All-American.
Yeah,
I think he won the Buckus, if I'm correct.
Perhaps.
When they score the touchdown, he's the radio guy. He goes, the old hidden play, the old hidden man play. And it was like, so you had to know, you talk through this. Uh-huh. We're going to do something here. And you can try to justify it in your mind all you want, but you can't. There's no justification.
Did they show Hugh Freeze and his reaction at all on the sidelines of this or not?
Well, one thing, they caught it that he was over there and they were trying to call timeout.
Okay.
He was more mad about A, hidden man, B, that they didn't let him allow to get the timeout.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's an epic call because that goes back to like third and 30-something on the play. And that's a play of a walk-in touchdown in a one-score game. That's a big play.
Is it possible that Venables just didn't know it was an illegal play?
Impossible. I'm telling you, everyone's tried it. We thought through it.
Impossible.
It was just like,
Then he knowingly put an illegal play in.
That's what it appears to be.
I'm not big on that.
That's what I'd like to hear from the breakers on also.
I'm not big on that.
But when you look at it, there is no way to push back. The SEC's like, we missed it. But on this early morning, it was also interesting.
Hmm.
Dusty Dvorak said that the line judge checked him in, which when the guy was
so
let him know, hey, I'm in the game, and the referee said, cool,
So he never went out.
Never went out. But still, it's still a deception. You don't have to
do that. I know.
If you watch him walking off, it's clear he's leaving to leave the game.
Right. You can see. I saw it on TikTok.
And that's
why it was a clear deception. It was clear deception.
No matter how you cut it, there's no way around it.
So he never got off the field.
It was deception. Never got off the field.
But he was walking off.
The part that's intriguing is what was going on Wednesday and Tuesday. When they ran the play in practice, and you're going like,
they had to work on it.
I'm very surprised by that.
And you're watching, they went hurry to the ball. So they called it the play before. Hey, we're going to run this, then we're going to run whatever it is.
So tell me this, Bill. Are you just counting on officials' ineptitude in that situation?
Yes.
Jeez.
That's what you're counting on.
That's a bad look for everybody. Mm-hmm.
The guy gave him a thumbs up.
The guy gave him a thumbs up. That's what they said this morning, which I didn't hear that until this morning. But it's a bad look for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, how's
not that, for Hugh, though.
Can you, exactly. Can you imagine just right now we do a show for Huskers? Can you imagine if that happened yesterday?
Yeah. Or Saturday?
I mean, if that happened Saturday to Nebraska.
Oh, to Nebraska.
There would just be up in arms. It'd be up in arms. You're like, are you kidding me?
I'm not being a Puritan here.
Well, I heard someone say, no one subbed in, so it's clean. That's not true. It's very clear in the rule book. A, with substitution or without substitution.
But they had 11 out there.
Yeah, they had 11. Right. 11 stayed out there, but that's not the case.
But if you see it, Jake, the guy was meandering off the field.
I'm gonna guess that Sooner fans don't feel bad about this. Mm. I don't think Nebraska fans would feel bad. Now, is it right? No.
No.
But the question is, the biggest question in ethics comes down to how practiced was this? Yeah. And did you know?
Was this a big part of the week?
Because I'm just telling you, as a coach, I tried it. I tried to figure out a way to, what can I do to make this legal? And they just kept saying,
no,
you can't. Bill, you can't. What if we, God, no. Well, how about this?
Well, how do these officials not know that?
That they do. They do.
This crew, though, just blew it.
Yeah, and it was like, it was an epic fail. And it's written up. The SEC released a statement. But guess what? So they called Hugh yesterday. Sorry, Hugh. Massive error by us. Okay, does that help us if we get to replay the game? No, you guys still lost.
You still got your loss.
You guys still lost. Sorry, buddy. I mean,
I can see why he would be angry.
And this is different than a missed call. There was a face mask they missed. That happens. There's a PI that happens. This was a deception play.
They knowingly broke the rules, which is interesting to me. Yeah. I mean, you knowingly put a play in that you knew was against the rules.
And probably practiced it all week long.
Absolutely.
Bill, what is the headline one more time, please?
That's interesting, Bill.
I've got it right here, Jake. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. When is it fine to cross the line? Or are you a tool if you dabble with the rule?
Tool.
You're a tool. That is a Football Facts Monday.
I'm going
Bill's Thrills. When we come back, more discussion Nebraska, Michigan, hour 2, and early break in the ticket.